Janang. Yamunate Ravanatang Hari. Yamunate Ravanatang Hari. Hajaya Radha Madhavang Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Radha Madhavan Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Yamuna Tera Ravanatang Hari. Jaya Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Rasa Bihari 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 Jaya Radha, Ras Bihari Radha, Ras Bihari Radha. Jaya Radha, Ras Bihari Radha, Ras Bihari Radha. Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Jaya Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gora Hadibol, 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 Nitai Gora Hadibol. Nitai Gora Hadibol, 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 Nitai Gora Hadibol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Rukachaya Sutta Sutta Sishamad Vizhavanga Sila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Rukachaya Sutta Sutta Sishamad Vizhavanga Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasthakur Gosan Sila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavarinda Ki Nama Charya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Sirupsi Sanatan Bhattaragana Si Jeev Gopala Bhatta Dasaragarat Sar Goswami Prabhu Ki Prince Kosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adeta Garadhara Shivajari Gora Bhakti Vrinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gop Gopinacham Kundrahada Kundagiri Govadhana Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Mathura Dham Ki Sri Mayapunavari Dham Ki Sri Jaganapuri Dham Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Radha Rasbihari ki, Sisi Sitaram ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Auglas Tidya Samilavotis, Auglas Tidya Samilavotis, Auglas Tidya Samilavotis, Auglas Shiguran Shiguranga, Auglas Shishal Prabhupada. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 24, text number 30. Please repeat after me. Atha Bhagavata Yuyam Priya Stha Bhagavan Yatha Na Mad Bhagavatanam Cha Preyan Anyo Asti Karhichit Atha Bhagavata Yoyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavatanam Cha Preyan Anyostikar Hichit Atha Bhagavata Yoyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavata Namcha Preyan Anyostikar Hichit Atha Bhagavata Yoyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavata Namcha Preyan Anyastikar Hichit. Atha Bhagavata Yoyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavata Namcha Preyan Anyastikar Hichit. Atha Bhagavata Yoyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavata Namcha Preyan Anyastikar Hichit. Ha ha. Mataji's also chanting. Mataji's. Atha, therefore, Bhagavata devotees, yuyam, all of you, priya, very dear to me, stha, you are, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yatha, as, na, neither, mat, than me, bhagavatanam, of the devotees, cha, also, preyan, very dear, anya, others, asti, there is, karhichet, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. You are all devotees of the Lord, and as such, I appreciate that you are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me, and that I am dear to them. Thus no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. Purport. It is said, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. Lord Shiva is the best of all devotees. Therefore, all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. In Vrindavan, there is Lord Shiva's temple called Gopeshwar. The gopis used to worship not only Lord Shiva, but Katyayani or Durga as well. But their aim was to attain the favor of Lord Krishna. A devotee of Lord Krishna does not disrespect Lord Shiva, but worships Lord Shiva as the most exalted devotee of Lord Krishna. Consequently, whenever a devotee worships Lord Shiva, he prays to Lord Shiva to achieve the favor of Krishna, and he does not request material profit. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that generally people worship demigods for some material profit. Kamaistaistai rita jana. Driven by material lust, they worship demigods, but a devotee never does so, for he is never driven by material lust. That is the difference between a devotee's respect for Lord Shiva and an asura's respect for him. The asura worships Lord Shiva, takes some benediction from him, misuses the benediction, and ultimately is killed by the Supreme Personality of God and awards him liberation. Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Radha Rasbihari ki, Sisi Sitaram ki. Because Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he loves all the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Lord Shiva told the Prachetas that because they were devotees of the Lord, he loved them very much. Lord Shiva was not kind and merciful only to the Prachetas. Anyone who is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear to Lord Shiva. Not only are the devotees dear to Lord Shiva, but he respects them as much as he respects the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, devotees of the Supreme Lord also worship Lord Shiva as the most dear devotee of Lord Krishna. They do not worship him as a separate personality of Godhead. It is stated in the list of Nama Parads that it is an offense to think that chanting of the name of Hari and the chanting of Hara or Shiva are the same. The devotees must always know that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that Lord Shiva is His devotee. A devotee should be offered respect on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes even more respect. Indeed, Lord Ram, the Personality of Godhead Himself, sometimes worshipped Lord Shiva. If a devotee is worshipped by the Lord, why should a devotee not be worshipped by other devotees on the same level with the Lord? This is the conclusion. From this verse it appears that Lord Shiva blesses the asuras simply for the sake of formality. Actually, He loves one who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavastam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sahapadantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamanan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sirupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Govikakanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nihitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Atho Bhagavata Yuyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavatanam Cha Priyam Anyastikar Hichit. You are all devotees of the Lord, and as such, I appreciate that you are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me, and that I am dear to them. Thus no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. So, here in this chapter, Lord Shiva is preaching, is speaking to the Prachetas, who were sent by their father, Prachinahariba, who was the king, to perform tapasya. And of course with the idea that they should become qualified and then to help him to rule the kingdom. So as they reached the place where they were performing their tapasya, which was a very beautiful place, conducive for performing tapasya, for meditation. And so at that time, Lord Shiva appeared and started to speak to them, and blessing them, as explained a few verses before, that he's saying, Anugraha, I wish you all good fortune, I'm blessing you. So that is the nature of the great devotees. They're always ready to bless
especially those who are surrendered to them, but anyone. But in order to get the blessings of the pure devotees, there has to be a surrender to the pure devotee. And then he is explaining to them about the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he's explaining his position that is very dear, or he likes everyone who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone who is surrendered to Krishna is very dear to Lord Shiva. Because he himself, as explained here also in the purport, Yatha Vaishnavam Shambhu, that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and then he was explaining about what will happen after the destruction of the world. And then now in this verse, he's explaining again about his position. And he's addressing them, recognizing Bhagavata. He's explaining that you yam Bhagavata, that all of you are devotees. So the person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is known as Bhagavan. And the devotees are also, especially if they are fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are also as addressed as Bhagavan. Like we can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva himself, even Lord Brahma, Sugadev Goswami, and even Bhrigu Muni, they are addressed as Bhagavan, because they are fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Supreme Lord is residing in their heart. Or they may be addressed as he is, as Bhagavat. Like we say, the pure devotee, Mahabhagavat. So he is appreciating very much. Priya, the devotees of the Lord, they are very dear to me. As much as the Supreme Lord is very dear to me, similarly, the devotees are also dear to me. So if one is having love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he has love for all the devotees of the Lord. Actually for all living entities, for all jivatmas. But the devotees also are very intelligent, and he is considering who is fully surrendered, who is partially surrendered, and who is not surrendered, who is materialistic, and who is envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Uttam Vaishnav, the devotee on the highest level, he is fully absorbed in serving Krishna. And he sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. And he sees that everyone is engaged in Krishna seva. So he does not make discrimination. Therefore, it is mentioned that even for preaching, Dhyutam Vaishnav, by the arrangement of the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he comes to the Madhyam platform, where he is discriminating, that, oh, he is a pure devotee also. Or he is a Madhyam Vaishnav. He is a Kanishtha Vaishnav. And these are non-devotees. And then he is also discriminating those who are innocent, who may be also be preached to, so they may also become devotees. And then he sees the asuras, the non-devotees, the demons, and he is avoiding them. So he's discriminating also. But everyone is dear to him. from the transcendental platform, he's respecting everyone and he loves everyone. He loves the jivatma and the demon body also, but he's avoiding them. But he loves everyone. Everyone is dear to him. And therefore, as Prabhupada is explaining also, such a person is also dear to everyone. Therefore, Lord Shiva, who is very special, who is very easily pleased and also easily angered, his name is Ashutosh, easily satisfied and ready to give blessings. So therefore, Prabhupada is explaining at the end that the Asuras, they also go to Lord Shiva in order to get blessings. And Lord Shiva is also giving blessings to them. But Prabhupada is explaining for the sake of formality. Actually, he doesn't want to give blessings, but he's feeling impelled to do so because they approach him. And he's thinking that, I wish they would also become devotees. That is the nature. But nevertheless, even if they are asuras and they are asking for some benediction, he's giving the benedictions also. But he's very much pleased with the devotees and he's helping the devotees very much. And as Srila Prabhupada is explaining, therefore, that the devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. And we can see practically, as Prabhupada is explaining, that even Lord Ramachandra himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he came to this world ultimately to give his blessings to everyone, to attract the fallen conditioned souls, so they may come to him, they may surrender to him. But he is at the same time showing how to behave in this material world. Maryada Purushottam, his Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was very strictly following the rules and regulations of the Dharma Shastra according to Vana and Ashram. Setting the proper example. As even Krishna, not when he was in Braj, when he was in Braj he was not following any dharma. There is Lila Purushottam, just engaged in his wonderful pastimes, being very naughty, practically going almost against dharma. Eating with the left hand, therefore even though Brahma became bewildered, who is that boy eating with the left hand? Stealing the young girl's clothes, the gopis' clothes. Therefore, even in India, who are generally very pious and God-fearing, they like more Lord Ram because he is acting very nicely. But Krishna is, especially in Braj, he was doing things which are not to be done, which were not to be done. But that is his Leela. Therefore, he's known as Leela Purushottam. Here is Purushottam. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the source actually of Lord Ramachandra even. Or Mahaprabhu, who is another Purushottam, Prem Purushottam, who has come to give Krishna Prem very easily. But Krishna, when he went later to Mathura, and then especially in Dwarka, and he was there as a householder, married to 16,108 wives, and at that time he was following also the scriptures. He was going according to Shastra as much as possible. So Lord Ramachandra, he was setting the example. And he himself, when he was in Rameshwaram, before going to Lanka, he worshipped Lord Shiva. So just to set the example that we need the blessings of Lord Shiva also. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kali Yuga Avatar, Satchinandana Gaura Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya, he's no different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he came with the bhav and duty with the mood and luster of Srimati Radharani. So he himself, he came, of course, for various reasons. One, the internal reason to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani, how she's serving Krishna in Braj, she's experiencing by her love, the wonderful qualities of Krishna, especially Krishna playing his flute, Krishna's beauty, and Krishna's loving dealings with his devotees, and his most wonderful pastimes. And by experiencing that, she's experiencing so much happiness, Paramanand. So he came to taste that in the form of Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, he came to establish the Yuga Dharma. So that is the chanting of the holy names, the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Of course, the Mahamantra has been given before also. Like even in the Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, they chant the holy names, the Mahamantra, although they start first with Hare Ram and then with Hare Krishna. Because their Easter Dev is Lord Ramachandra. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to establish Braj Bhakti. He came to give Braj Bhakti. How the Brijabasis are worshipping Krishna. All the Brijabasis, but especially also he came to give Unanurujwala Ras, the Bhav of the Gopis, who are the most exalted devotees of Krishna. And amongst them, there are two which are most exalted. Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. And of these two, most exalted is Srimati Radharani. So he came to establish Braj Bhakti. And he came to show us how to come to the platform of Uttam Bhakti, following the Brijabasis. And with this mood, we should actually chant the holy names, the Mahamantra. So he himself, when he was traveling, after he had taken sannyas, years he spent in Navadvip, where he appeared and with his devotees. But then later on, at a young age, he took sannyas when he was only 24. And then he was residing in Jagannapuri. And then he went to South India. And there, he went to different temples. And he also went to some temples of Lord Shiva. Just like, for example, he went, of course, also to Vrindavan. And then he went to Prayag. And he went to Varanasi. And there he also offered respect to Lord Shiva. Just to show us that we should offer respect to Lord Shiva. Setting the example that Lord Shiva is such a great personality. But still, our Ishta Dev is Sri Krishna, Sisi Radha and Krishna. And this he has very clearly, of course, established. But he has also offered respect to the other demigods, especially Lord Shiva, who is the foremost of the demigods, even greater than Lord Brahma. And Lord Shiva is one of the founders also of the four Vaishnav Sampradaya. We are in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Krishna, or through his expansion, he directly instructed Lord Brahma, and then there's a Sri Sampradaya coming from Lakshmi Devi, who is, of course, getting her transcendental knowledge from her good husband, Lord Vishnu or Narayan, and then the Sampradaya from Lord Shiva, and so then also the four Kumaras, they have a Sampradaya. So his most respected personality, to be respected by all. And here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that in Vrindavan he is known as Gopeshwar, In order to enter into the holy dham, we need the blessings of Gopeshwar. Even in the other dhams, like Mayapur Dham, Lord Shiva is there. Even in Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, Kshetrapal is there. And in Vrindavan, there's not only Gopeshwar, but in the four directions, four main deities are there. Kameshwar, Chakaleshwar, like that. So, in order to enter into Braj, we have to get the blessings of Lord Shiva also. That is required. And we can see, then the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like the six Goswamis, they are offering respect to Lord Shiva. In fact, Sanatana Goswami, whenever he was in Braj, a lot of time, not most of the time, but a lot of time, he stayed next to a Shiva temple. Like in Govardhan, next to Manasi Ganga, Chakaleshwar is there. He stayed there. And in Vrindavan, he stayed next to Gopeshwar. And Kamyavan, he stayed next to Kameshwar, to Lord Shiva. And doing his bhajan and preaching. And so in this way, we should all also offer respect to Lord Shiva. Srimad Gopishwaram Vande Shankara Karunamayam Sarva Klesaharam Devam Vrindaranya Rati Pradam. So one verse, Madhyacharya, Srimad Gopishwaram Vande, we should offer respect to Lord Shiva. Shankara Shankara Karunamayam is the mercy incarnation of Shankar Bhagavan. Sarva Klesaharam Devam, all difficulties he will remove. Vrindaranya Rati Pradam. And he's giving Rati, attachment, affection for Sri Vrindavan Dham. Vrindaranya, the forest of Sri Vrindavan. And as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was explaining, that without Dham Seva, there is no Nam Seva. We should have some attachment for the holy Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham. And then only we can chant the holy names properly. Because what are the holy names? Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna in Braj. They are always in Braj. Radha Krishna, they are not even taking one step out of Vrindavan. Krishna went to Mathura, so that is Vasudev Krishna. That is Vasudev Krishna. And even Srimati Radharani went Krishna, then later went to Braj, to Dwarka, and then Kurukshetra. And then Srimati Radharani and the gopis, all the Brijabasis, they wanted to meet Krishna. So they went to to Kurukshetra. And so the Acharyas have explained that Srimati Radharani, who went to Kurukshetra, that is, she is known as Samyogini Radha. Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini, she is also never taking one step out of Vrindavan. When Krishna left, he became Aprakat. Then Srimati Radharani also became Aprakat, and who was there was Viyogini Radha. She is in Vigyod, Viraha Bhav, lamenting, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, crying. And then when she met Krishna in Kurukshetra, then she is Samyogini Radha. So like this, so the point is I was explaining about Sanatana Goswami, as he always stayed next to Lord Shiva, and so he had a very much affection for Lord Shiva, and so there is reciprocation there. So much reciprocation, and that is a very important point here. In this verse and purport, Priya, dear, very dear to me. Priyan, very dear. Two times this word is there, Priya. So we have to become very dear to Krishna. By serving Krishna, with pure love, with anyavilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam anukullina krishna nushilanam bhakti rutamam. We should serve Krishna as Krishna likes, Krishna Nushilanam, Anya Bilashita Shunyam, without any material desires. Simply for Krishna's satisfaction, we should serve. And when we do that, and when we come free from all material desires, then we become very dear to Krishna. And then when our heart is pure, Krishna is our most dear object, is Prananath. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. Krishna becomes everything for us. And then all the devotees also become very dear to us. And everyone is dear to such a personality. So usually the pure devotees, they have no enemies. But still, of course, sometimes in this material world, there are some persons who are very envious, and they practically, sometimes they harass the pure devotees also, and it seems like they have some enemies than the pure devotees. But they themselves, they don't have any ill feelings, even if they are badly treated. Like Haridas Thakur, he was simply absorbed in chanting the only names. He loved everyone and everyone loved him. But there were some envious persons and they were trying to kill him also, beating him up in 22 marketplaces. But still, he didn't hate them, although they were beating him. And he was praying actually to Mahaprabhu, please forgive them for what they are doing. Because if usually somebody is harassing a devotee or offending a devotee, then he's punished by the Supreme Lord or by the external energy. Only if the pure devotee himself is asking the Supreme Lord to please kindly forgive the aparats of the persons, then that he may be excused. So in this way, so the devotees, they are dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to them. Here also Prabhupada is explaining that even they worship Katyayani Devi. As we know, so the gopis in Braj, they are worshipping Katyayani Devi. That is after Kartik Mass, after Davodar Mass, there's a Katyayani Vrat. They were performing, the gopis who were not married, every day for 1 month. They're going to the Jamuna. And although it was already getting cold, usually at that time, after Kartik, like November, December, it gets very cold. Vrindavan is very extreme, very hot and very cold. So it gets very cold. But still, the gopis, they were going to take bath in the Jamuna. Because whenever one is doing a worship, one has to be, of course, clean. So, first they were taking a bath and then they were worshipping Katyayani Devi. They were reciting every day one mantra. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adishwari Nanda Gopa Sutam Devim Patime Kurute Namaha. They are praying to Katyayani Mahamaye. Oya Mahamaya. You're the Mahayogini, you're the greatest, the many yogis, but you're the yogini, the greatest yogini. Adishwari, Adishwar, Adishwar of this place also. Nanda Gopasutam Devim, O Devi, please, Patimme, Kurute Namaha, we offer our obeisances and please make Krishna our husband. We want Krishna as our husband. So they're praying like that every day. So the acharyas have explained that is an important point, that Katyayani Devi, Durga Devi, was not, she may also be known as Mahamaya, but she was actually Yoga Maya, the internal energy. Because the pure devotees, they are completely transcendental and they have no relation to this material world or to for example, the external energy, Durga Devi. So they may respect also the external energy, Durga Devi, but their connection is with the internal energy. So Katyayana Devi is the internal energy. So they were worshipping her also and offering respect to her. And getting her blessings. And because of that, of course, Krishna later on, just to fulfill their desire, he accepted them by stealing their clothes when they one time they were taking bath. On the last day, actually, they were taking bath again. In the Jamuna, they were stealing their clothes. And in this way, as we know, usually the wife is only naked, maybe, before the husband, not otherwise. So, in this way, we can see that the devotees, they show respect to all the living entities. So what to speak of the demigods who are great personalities? So we should try to follow in the footsteps of our acharyas. Srila Prabhupada is our acharya. He has explained to us and he has given the instructions or the essence of the teachings of the six Goswamis, especially Rupa Goswami, so who is the most confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Rupa Goswami, and the most confidential associate of Srimati Radharani as Rupa Manjari. So therefore we are known as Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, following Sri Rupa Goswami. So we should try to become purified in our existence and respect everyone properly. And in this way, by doing that, we get the mercy of Sri Guru, Sri Guranga and Radha and Krishna, and then everyone becomes dear to us and we are dear to everyone. Hare Krishna. So we have 5 minutes time for questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thanks for a wonderful class. I have a point, it's a confusion.
Yes.
Prabhupada says in purport that a devotee should be offered respect on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
And sometimes even more respect.
Yes.
Now here we have been hearing of Lord Shiva for some time.
Yes.
And even the second offense says that consider demigods names like Lord Shiva and Brahma to be an offense.
Yes.
Equal of in the Trinity, if you see Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Brahma is a demigod. Okay, he has an end. He lives for 100 years.
Yeah.
But then we again put an argument for Vishnu. The Vishnu is God and somehow. Then why not for Shiva? Setting aside his position as a demigod, he is a Vaishnava Yathasambhu, he is the greatest devotee.
Yes.
So why can't he be worshipped on the level of like...
Of the level of the Lord? Vishnu. Of Vishnu? Yeah, he is worshipped on the same level. Lord Shiva, he may be worshipped on the same level as Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Even Lord Brahma actually. Especially in our Sampradaya. He's Adi Guru. Lord Brahma is Adi Guru. So we have to respect him. Just like we worship our Guru. Gurupad Ashray, that is the first limb of devotional service, is to surrender to Guru, to the spiritual master. And therefore Prabhupada is explaining sometimes the devotees worship more as the Supreme Lord. That is the case, like the Guru, many times. In the beginning especially, it is a must and it is natural because we don't have love for Krishna. So therefore we have to approach Guru. We have to serve Guru. We cannot serve Krishna. We cannot serve Mahaprabhu. They are very far. Therefore we have to approach Guru. And he's becoming even greater than Krishna. But still he's not greater. We should understand this clearly. It seems to be that he's becoming greater for the disciple especially. Because they are surrendering everything to Guru. Because he's the transparent via media. Through him they can then later come to Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So in this sense, Guru is becoming greater than Krishna. Similarly, Shiva, Guru Brahma, Guru Shiva, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Maheshwaram. Brahma is our Guru, Vishnu is our Guru, Shiva is our Guru. Even we may say, that the Guru is the representative of Lord Brahma. He is a representative of Lord Vishnu. He is a representative of Lord Shiva. And Shiva is very special. He's there in Nanda Bhavan. There's a hill there where Nanda Bhavan is there, Krishna's place of residence. The hill that is Lord Shiva. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj's palace is also on a hill. And that hill is Lord Brahma. So they are only by their mercy we can go to Nanda Bhavan. Only by Brahma's mercy we have to go there. So in this way they become greater than even Krishna to some extent. We may say like that. We may see that the devotee becomes greater for the time being than even Krishna. But still we always know, therefore Prabhupada is making the point. But still to think that they are on the same level is an aparad. Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Krishna is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Shiva is his most dear servant, servitor, as Guru also. Guru is Mukunda Preshta, is most dear to Mukunda, the giver of liberation. Gaur Priyajan. Gaur Priyajan is very dear associate of Mahaprabhu. Very dear. So, in the beginning especially, then it may seem that the Guru is more important than even Krishna. Like that we should understand. And even, for example, late, also in Braj Leela you can see that the gopis of Manjaris, the servants of Srimati Radharani, they are very much inclined towards Srimati Radharani, even more than Krishna. And even especially in our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So it is like that, that Srimati Radharani is even more dear to us than Krishna. Because only by her mercy we can go to Krishna. Only by Guru's mercy, who is a representative of course we say Nityananda, who is also Guru Tattva ultimately, or he's a representative of Krishna. Guru is a representative, Sarva Deva Maya Guru is a representative of all the demigods, is a representative of Nityananda or Balaram, is a representative of Krishna as Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. It is explained that Diksha Guru is a representative of Krishna's form, Krishna's roop, which you can see. And the Shiksha Guru is a representative of Krishna's swaroop, Krishna's bhav or mood. So Krishna's inside and outside ultimately is non different. So therefore also Diksha and Shiksha Guru are non different. But we have one Diksha Guru, but we may have different Shiksha Gurus. And also, for those who are entering into Madhurya Bhav, the Guru is the representative of Srimati Radharani. And we can see that our Acharya mostly, they are in Gopi Bhav, they are gopis in Braj. Like that. So in this way, by the mercy of Sri Guru, then we can go to Mahaprabhu. And by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can go to Braj, and then by the Braj Basi's mercy, then we can approach Krishna. Otherwise, it is not possible. So therefore, it appears sometimes that the devotees are even greater than Krishna. But still, so there are two tattvas also. I mean, two vichar. One is tattva vichar, and one is lila vichar. For example, the tattva vichar is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mool roop, Swayam Bhagavan, Adi Purush, is the source of everything, of all the material spiritual worlds, is the source of all incarnations, of all avatars, of all personalities, is the source of Balaram, of Ramchandra, is the source of all Shaktis, of Srimati Radharani also, is the source of everything. He's the strongest, he's the most beautiful, he's the most renounced. All opulences are in him. That is tattva vichar, and that we always keep in mind. But then there's lila vichar, the consideration of the pastimes. And when we see the pastimes, then in Braj, again the same point, then Krishna is nobody. Still, Prananath is the dearmost object. But still, sometimes the cowboys are wrestling with Krishna. And some one time Sridham was saying, "Who you think you are, Krishna? You think you are the strongest? I'll defeat you." Fighting with Krishna, then also defeating him sometimes. And the gopis also. And sometimes Krishna, so he's doing something which Radharani doesn't like, and then Radharani goes in man, she's becoming transcendentally angry. And then Krishna, he has to do so many things to break her anger. Even sometimes he has to put his head on her feet. And therefore it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that Krishna is a plaything in the hands of the gopis. Just like you have a puppeteer, he has different puppets on the strings. So like this, Krishna is there on the strings of the gopis. So in this way, then the gopis, they become greater than even Krishna. That is Lila Vichar. According to Lila, Srimati Radharani, Krishna is known as Madan Mahan. He's a conquering Cupid who is bewildering everyone in the material world. Everyone is bewildered by the sex desire. That is the biggest problem. But Cupid, in front of Krishna, he can do nothing. His five arrows have no power. Therefore, he is known as Madan Mohan. Cupid is bewildered by Krishna. But then Srimati Radharani, she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. She is bewildering Krishna. Sometimes Krishna is playing the flute. Or even one time after Ras Lila, Radharani disappeared, and then Krishna was looking, where is Radharani? When there is no Radharani there in Ras Lila, there is no Ras there. Ras Bihari can tell. If Radharani is not there in Ras Lila, there is no Ras. And Krishna also left the Ras Lila. And then the gopis were searching for Radha and Krishna. They were searching. And then, so then Radha and Krishna were together for some time. And then also, Radharani transcendentally, this explained, she was feeling a little proud. "Oh, I am alone with Krishna." And then she told him, "Please take me on your shoulders, I am tired." And then Krishna said, "Oh, you're a little proud, huh, that you are alone. And you want to sit on my shoulders, okay." And he left her. And then she cried. Of course, all the gopis came, and they were also feeling in this way. And then they were all searching for Krishna. And then Krishna appeared in four-armed form. Chaturbhuj Rup, Narayan. Gopis came there. "Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. Have you seen Krishna?" They were not so much interested in Narayan. And he was simply smiling there and not saying anything. They were asking everyone, the creepers and the plants and the animals. But then when Srimati Radharani came in front of Narayan, he couldn't keep his four arms. Then he had to drop the two arms. And even one time, Krishna was playing the flute. And then Radharani was there, and Kripa, then she was throwing a sidelong glance at Krishna. Not looking at Krishna, but only from the side, looking somewhere else, as ignoring Krishna, but still looking at Krishna. Krishna, then he became so much bewildered, so much so, that his mukut fell from his head, and the flute also slipped from his hands, and his pitambar vesh also fell. So much bewildered by Srimati Radharani. So she is Madan Mohan Mohini, she is even bewildering Krishna. So according to Lila Vichar, Srimati Radharani is supreme. Hare Krishna, we should stop here. Srimati Radharani ki, Sri Radha Ras Bihari ki, Shishi Gonitai ki, Shishi Sitaram ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna. Okay, so we have heard about Vrindavan a lot. So now we have a little bit Mahaprasadam from Vrindavan also. Hare Krishna.